going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, a new one for you to guess on. Who won the debate between over Daryl Morey, Spike or Jolly? What do you think the percentages are at there?
Well, unfair to you. Most people probably are with Jolly just because of the Daryl Morey sort of fatigue or hate, whatever you want to call it. So I'd go probably in favor of Jolly. Let's go 65%.
73.2% in favor of Jolly.
73.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Daryl.
Let me tell you something, Daryl. You better figure this the hell out. You better figure this the hell out, or my name's going to be stuck on your name.
I got to tell you, not to get into a deep Sixers thing.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to you.
Yeah.
You got me I'm a little nervous with the number three pick.
Why is that?
Because either they're not using the number three pick or they may not be taking Ace Bailey. And I got to tell you, I moved closer in the Ace Bailey camp than I was a week and a half ago. Not in love with him, but I'm starting to really like him.
So I don't think they're going to pick at three. I don't know what they're going to do. My gut tells me they're not going to pick at three.
That makes me nervous.
I also think, and it's also possible they pick somebody at three and then a month later trade them. I think if they pick Ace Bailey, it is a sign that they are not particularly confident about next season. Okay. Because Ace Bailey is good in a few years guy.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing if they thought there was a game changer there, I think they would just take him. But I don't think there is one. And that is my gut. In fairness, I'm a little all over the place on it because I don't know if they're going to trade back. I don't know if they're going to trade for a star. And as I've told you, wouldn't shock me if they traded Embiid or something.
Right.
Now, I don't think they're going to trade him. The trade that everybody wants them to make where they just trade him for nothing, there's no chance.
No.
There's just no chance. Yeah. But I just think there are a lot of options. And I'm having, when I look at that three pick and I look at the guys who you would think they could take at three, which are Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson. I just don't, I think they're going to do whatever they can to at least get a player they think is just as good at eight and get something else than just take somebody at three. Maybe whoever they really like, let's say they like somebody they think they could get at seven, but there's not a trade at seven. Maybe they shock us and take somebody. Maybe they take Jack's guy, Knipple.
Con Knipple.
Yeah. At three, who's growing on me, by the way.
Ah.
Growing on me a little bit.
Yeah. It's good to see you learn the game a little bit.
Yeah, he can play.
He's a plug and play.
By the way, who was first?
You've long been on Knipple the Knipple.
I think Edgecombe would be a guy that could play.
I know.
I think Edgecombe would play right away because he's got an NBA body.
Yeah, but
right
he's got away. No bag. That's the issue. There's no bag there.
They don't need a guy with a bag.
Well, I like a guy with a bag.
One more NBA player came out and said, Bailey is the best player in the draft. He believes he has the higher ceiling of anybody in the draft.
It's a very NBA player, the thing.
Boogie Cousins was the latest person I've seen.
He also said the Mavericks should trade the number one pick for Kevin Durant.
That's stupid.
By the way, we should have brought the old jolly argument of Boogie. Remember, we wanted Boogie in the Evan Turner draft?
He wanted Boogie. And
I lost that argument with Jolly.
Scope just reminded me that he also said that Mike Trout is better than Ted Williams.
Okay. The splendid splinter goes down. Yeah. Interesting. He also wanted Malik Monk number one in the Fultz draft.
He did. Now Malik Monk's been better than Markel Fultz.
Good player.
For sure.
Again, Jolly, you said he didn't know NBA basketball.
Yeah. Well...
Well, ever since he's been right about Boogie Cousins, he gives his basketball opinions.
Yes, and by the way, Boogie Cousins completely talented, but a disaster.
Which was the concern with him.
Every concern about Boogie Cousins was right. Yeah. I've watched a lot of NBA basketball. I've never seen a guy with a worse on-court demeanor in my entire life than Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
We will get to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings right after I tell you about Guida. You know, It's not the number three pick with Guida. Guida is your number one pick to replace your windows and doors. Your windows and doors are so important. And the thing is, you can forget about them. Like, you've pushed it off for a while. You say, oh, look, I got a window. I got a door. But are they doing everything they can? Are those old drafty windows keeping your energy bills down? I would say no. Is that front door raising the value of your home by making it look better and be more energy efficient? I would say no. Call Guida today. They're going to give you 20% off every window, every door. They're going to install them for you too. 20% off every single one of them. And you can start that project. Some of them very big with no money down, no interest for up to 3 years. That's right. Just call them today. They'll tell you about the restrictions. They'll tell you about when this whole thing's going to end. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Let's update everyone on the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, it's been a big week. The Tush Push was going to go down and then was saved. Nick Sirianni got a contract extension. Joe Douglas returns to the Eagles.
Lot of scoops to be had.
Who got the scoops? I can tell you who didn't.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, I wasn't even talking about him. I was talking about the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Elio!
Yeah.
Here are your power rankings, dropping from 4 to 5 as Elliot Shore Parks.
Ooh, boy.
He's almost out of the top 5.
Yeah, well, listen, someone called on this show after they came out. I said he's going to have a flop. He can't handle that success. You kidding me?
Well, here's the thing. Not only did Elliot not get any of these scoops, but he showed up for Tuesdays with Elliot yesterday, and he said, based on Nick Sirianni's answer about the Tush Push, I can tell you, it's banned.
Yep.
Well,
big old swing and a miss.
Zip.
Now, I will say, since we've bullied him about Ace Bailey, I haven't seen many tweets about Ace Bailey. Again, less fake YouTube breakdowns, more doing your job.
See, I feel like I see the Ace Bailey tweets all the time, but that's just because Twitter knows I hate them and feeds them to
me. Dude, the For You tab's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rage bait.
All I do is see the dagger.
Yep.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
dagger.
Number four on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, and this is a shocker, as this person has only made a couple of appearances, is me.
For what? The last thing he did was save the Eagles season.
I said the Eagles would get the tush push for one additional year.
Ah.
And I was the only person to predict that.
Wow.
I did.
You did tweet that out.
I did.
You didn't source it.
I did not.
You didn't source it.
Well, we could have, though.
Now, there's been other candidates that have complained about this in the past.
Informed speculation.
You know, I'm just saying, but I'm okay. I'm okay with you being there.
And that's a smart move. Yes. That's a smart move from you. It's good strategy from you.
You're damn right.
Number three is a complicated.
Hold that in my back pocket.
Yep. Very smart of you supporting that. Number three is a complicated one. Because Diana Rossini earlier today reported that the tush push was going to be banned, but she was the first to report that the tush push would survive.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, so
she gets dinged.
How did she jump out there with the ban first, and then somebody gave her the call like, sorry, Diana.
Yep. But she got it.
But she got it first.
She's at number three. At number two is the Philadelphia Eagles, who broke the story about Nick Sirianni's contract extension.
Oh, no.
Well, they did.
Not one Philadelphia Eagles beat reporter got it. And number one.
They didn't even give that one to Elliott?
No.
Man.
Number one, his reign of terror continues as the newspaper reporter sits at number one. Got a big scoop this week. Joe Douglas's return to the Eagles.
That was big.
He is. I think he's trying to win this just to spite us.
I totally agree.
I think he is too.
And hey, credit to us. We're giving him credit. Yeah, we're not being petty.
No, this is about who is the... Are we being petty not saying his name?
Yeah, we are being a little petty, yes.
You can't be perfect.
So there it is.
And by the way, I think the Eagles' social media account also should get some praise, too, because they put the tush bush by accident rather than the tush bush.
Whoops.
Yep, but they fixed it.
Well, if your tush has a bush, something ain't right.
No, you don't want that.
Now,
speaking of the tush bush, who wrote this article on ESPN.com?
Seth Wickersham.
Seth Wickersham wrote an article about inside the debate over the...
Was it Jolly versus Spike push. Level, you think?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? Did anybody break their wedding ring in there? I don't think so. Here is an amazing paragraph. One high-ranking league source who was in the room says Jeff Lurie was like a guy trying to convince his girlfriend why she shouldn't leave him. Throughout his pitch, Lurie was emotional, passionate, and at one point, crude. He said the fact that his team came up with a play so unstoppable that the rest of the league had no other choice but to try to ban it was like, quote, a wet dream for a teenage boy.
Jeff.
Toward the end of his address, he told the assembled owners that regardless of the day's result, he and his franchise would walk out winners with Super Bowl rings to prove it.
It's called a big dose of D.
Can I tell you? Jeffrey Lurie, through this entire tush push thing, already had a high,
Q rating. Yeah.
Lurie fighting for his team like this, and I think, by the way, specifically fighting for his coach, because I think of anybody at NovaCare, Nick Sirianni, that I'm sure the offensive linemen like it, but I think a part of them would probably be like, we don't have to do that anymore.
I'm not sure how much they might like it. I don't know if they really love it.
Right. I think they like the fact that it's dominant.
Yeah.
I think they probably don't like doing it. I think Jeffrey Lurie was fighting for his coach during this entire thing. And that, and by, you know, transitive property, fighting for the city of Philadelphia.
Ah, there it is.
I just like Lurie during this thing. I like that even he's won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He has so much money he wouldn't know what to do with. And he's still in a room with a bunch of doofuses fighting about a one-yard play. It's like that's a football guy right there.
Well, it's so Philadelphia.
It is.
The most Philadelphia story I think I've heard in a while.
Yes.
I love the fact they rode Kelsey out there with him.
Oh, yeah.
They said, hey, we need you on a plane
now.
Owners
meetings.
Yep. Well, so I guess he got kind of screwed because I guess in the original vote, like earlier in the spring, I guess 9 or 10 owners were saying that the reason he retired was because of the tush push. And I think he wanted to go out there and set the record straight.
Right.
He did not retire because of the tush push.
And a big move from Jason Kelce, who, if we're being honest, during the whole Super Bowl thing, got a little bit of heat from Eagles fans about his, you know.
Unjustifiable, by the way.
Unjustified, correct. But yes. Still there.
Yep.
About his support for his brother and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And
turns out he still likes the Eagles.
Flying to these meetings, to tell everyone, hey, I didn't retire because of the Tush Push.
Right.
I retired because I make $100 million from my podcast. And it doesn't hurt at all.
Right.
I thought it was a big move from Kelce as well.
It was, yeah. Yeah, yeah it was, Hopefully that gets him back in the good graces of everybody.
Yeah,
he's back on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes,
you think?
He's back on the Mount Rushmore. As we basically, people were kicked him off.
Yep.
Because of the support of his brother.
Now I know you guys are not huge fans of watching the Tush Push,
mm-hmm.
but can I paint just a scenario? Mm. Thursday night football, when they line up to do it the first time, that crowd is going to go psychotic.
Yeah.
I mean, psychotic for the Tush Push. And I almost think this has turned that play from a play that we all, like, oh, we're like, yeah, that's kind of neat.
Now it's a rallying.
Oh, and the fans of Philly trips to other, can you imagine how loud they're going to be at Lambeau?
Can't wait.
Oh, man, that's
when
be
the
awesome.
Tush Push?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I love the extra storyline this year.
Yeah. I mean, and nobody knows how to rally around a storyline like we do.
No. Yeah. I got that. They win the Super Bowl again, I'm getting a Tush Push tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Where at?
On my tush.
On his tush. Got to get it on his tush.
Yeah, Tush Push tattoo on the tush?
Yeah. I would just get a sign, meaning if I were you, I would just get a sign tattooed on my butt that says push.
Nice.
Like that one.
It's good.
Makes you think I thought about it for a while.
Yeah, you're sitting on that for the last 4 minutes.
An instructional tattoo, some would say. What is coming up in the top 5 at 5, Jack?
The lies.
What lies?
The lies that people at WIP tell.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You never know who's in.
Yeah, whether I'm in trouble or you're in trouble. Yep.
You never know.
Yep. That's the beauty of the list.
All right. The top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.